This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when all eyes are on Georgia. This is an eventful week. The 5th of January, that would be tomorrow, Tuesday, Election Day in Georgia. And yes, even though there are almost 3 million people, it may be more than 3 million people, who've already voted, either by early voting or mail-in ballots in Georgia in a monster turnout for crucial runoff elections, there will be a flood of people at polling places tomorrow. Let's hope that many of those people are Republicans, because the stakes are enormously high. We will get to the very latest from Georgia in just about an hour from now. The president is due to take off. He is speaking at a rally in Dalton, Georgia. And a lot of people, including me, who very, very much want to see the Republican candidates, Kelly Loeffler and Senator David Perdue and Senator Loeffler, have them both win. There's a great hope that President Trump will stick on target, not decry the election that just happened, not discourage any Republican from turning out and making sure that the Senate of the United States doesn't fall under the control of Chuck Schumer, which is something that no conservative should welcome. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Here is the very latest regarding that Georgia race. Joe Biden is campaigning in Atlanta today, now, basically, with Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, the two Democratic candidates. Mike Pence will rally with evangelical voters at a megachurch in Milton. That's already happened at noon. Evangelical voters, very important in Georgia, and of course that being a part of the voting bloc, being a voting bloc that goes overwhelmingly Republican and went overwhelmingly to support President Trump. The it says in the hotline, which is does a daily wake-up call about what's happening today, it says, concerning the president's rally at Dalton, some Republicans worry it will be more focused on claims of voter fraud than boosting Senator Loeffler and Senator Perdue. Kamala Harris was in Georgia on Sunday. She was rallying voters in Savannah. Savannah, a majority black city, and a city that is the hometown of Raphael Warnock, one of the Senate candidates for the Democrats. Five polls of the Senate runoffs have been released since Christmas. So those are recent polls. You're talking about polls in the last 9 days. And all of those five polls, except for one of them, show the Democrats ahead, but by less than 5 points. So basically within the margin of error. For example, the Melman Group poll, which was just completed on December 22nd and released right after Christmas, had Warnock leading Loeffler 50-47. Ossoff led Perdue by the same margin. Across the aisle, a Republican polling group, the Trafalgar Group, had a poll that they finished on the 27th of December, and it showed Warnock beating Loeffler 50-49. So that's a tie. And it also showed Ossoff leading Perdue 50-48. This is how close it is. And what depends on it? Frank Luntz was on Newsmax TV. And Frank is not a great big beating the drums for Trump kind of guy. He's somebody who's had, as many of us have, some problems with some of the decisions and some of the themes of the Trump presidency. But man, he is puts it on the line about what's at stake in the Georgia runoffs. This would be clip 7, Jerry.
If the Republicans lose those 2 seats, America changes. We will not be the same country. I know that you guys have discussed this before, that you will see a repeal of the president's tax cuts within the first 30 days. You will see Puerto Rico and the D.C. District of Columbia becoming a state within 1 year. You will see a packing of the Supreme Court within a year. You will see the end of the filibuster on the Senate side within a year, back within 30 days. The entire shape and consistency and frankly, and liberty of the country is up for grabs in this Georgia Senate race. And that's why it is so important. Mm-hmm. And frankly, that's why I don't understand why President Trump didn't go there over the last week or 10 days. It is brilliant that he's going to Dalton, Georgia, to the northwestern part of the state. But he should also be going to the southeastern part of the state. It is very Republican. And if he wants to win a majority, if he wants to keep Republicans in control of the Senate, that's how you do it.
That's Frank Luntz. And let us see. I'm sure the president will have an enthusiastic turnout. And then the important thing is not getting the people to turn out for the mass demonstrations that are planned for Washington, D.C. for Wednesday, the day of the electoral vote counting, but to get them to turn out in this Georgia election. As I said earlier in the show today, look, I don't think that whatever happens in Georgia, it should be an occasion for conservative defeatism. I don't think it's true that statehood in Puerto Rico, where they just inaugurated a new, more moderate governor, I don't think statehood for Puerto Rico is a done deal. I think that's complicated. And let us understand that a House that is so narrowly divided, which, by the way, where there are a bunch of Democratic House members who are going to be leaving open seats. Why? Because they're going into the Biden administration to take posts, and which will cut down the Democratic margin from, what, 7 votes down even more narrowly. And that's on the House side. On the Senate side, the worst that could happen in Georgia would be a 50-50 tie. And there are some Democrats, I mean, most prominently Joe Manchin of West Virginia, but there are others as well who played a constructive role in getting the COVID relief bill done. And by the way, getting the National Defense Authorization Act, getting that act passed to make sure we get a pay increase for our troops. All of that was one of those things that made the Christmas season more fraught than it had to be. But, okay, it got done. And that is a good thing. And by the way, it's also a good thing. There are a number of legal experts who have looked at Georgia law and who suggest that some of what President Trump said in that now notorious phone call that he had with Brad Raffensperger, a phone call that was released, one assumes, by Brad Raffensperger's office. President Trump has criticized its release. But that some of what he said may have been in violation of Georgia law. Okay, right. So you're going to, what, introduce a new resolution of impeachment with 14 days or 16 days to go of the Trump administration? No, that's nonsense. And the one thing that it seems to me is crucial is that we get some settlement in the election. Because, again, the common response to the fact that the market went down nearly 400 points today, it's not a good way to begin a new year, is, well, it's because of bad news with coronavirus. We have overwhelmingly good news with coronavirus because the vaccines are being implemented. How can they be implemented better? What else could be contributing to a down economic direction? We'll talk about that and more on the Medved Show. the MedVed Show, we like to call attention to numbers, statistics that are optimistic about our country. Well, here's one that's not so optimistic, but it's very, very real. There are now 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion. Now, Relief Factor can help, particularly with the exercise-related pain or the general muscle aches and pains that many of us experience. I use Relief Factor myself, and I'm proud to do so because this is a great natural product with no medicines or drugs, no addictive qualities at all. Click on the banner at our website at michaelmedved.com for Relief Factor. Order that quick start. Get thanked by listeners for this all the time. I hope you become one of those thankful listeners, too. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
MedVed Show. It is a pleasure to be opening up a new year where the news is deeply eventful. I mentioned before that I do think that the same way that we're going to be speaking with consultants from the Eurasia Group, which is a worldwide forecasting operation that takes a look at the biggest threats to the United States. And it's associated with a very gifted futurist who's called a number of things spot on in the past. His name is Ian Bremmer. And what they list as the biggest risk to the world in 2021 is the U.S. presidency. And the story from Bloomberg, with the global economy still in the teeth of the COVID-19 crisis, the Eurasia Group sees a divided U.S. as a key risk this year for world lacking leadership. In decades past, the world would look to the U.S. to restore predictability in times of crisis, but the world's preeminent superpower faces big challenges of its own, says Ian Bremmer. Starting with the difficulties facing the Biden administration as a divided U.S., the report flags to geopolitical, climate, and individual country risks that could derail the global economic recovery. Now, I think this is part of what people were reacting to in the market today, is that given the fact that nobody knows what's going to happen in this crucial Georgia runoff that is happening later today, nobody knows exactly how many Republicans. There's some reports that over 100 Republican members of the House will object to counting electoral votes in Arizona, in Nevada, in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Those are the six key states. By the way, they announced that there are some members of Congress, I don't know if this will include a member of the Senate, has to include both, who are going to object to the electoral votes in New Mexico. Now, I have no idea why. Biden won New Mexico by 10%. And what happened in 1876, and I know it's a long time ago, but it's relevant, is the Republicans contested a bunch of Democratic states, and that's how they ended up winning. But before that happened, then the Democrats started contesting some states that Republicans had clearly won, that they'd won by more than 2-1, like Vermont and Wisconsin. And that is part of the problem that you run into with this entire matter, is just the heated rhetoric and both sides accusing the other of some kind of criminality. At least to his credit, Senator Cruz tried to calm that down a little bit. He was speaking about the letter that he had put out. I think it's a terrible letter, by the way. And a big, big mistake for Ted Cruz, and very bad for the country, and very, very bad for the Republican Party. But Ted Cruz talked about that letter with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, clip 5.
So I think everyone needs to calm down. I think we need to tone down the rhetoric. This is already a volatile situation. It's like a tinderbox and throwing lit matches into it. And so I think the kind of hyperbole we're seeing, the kind of angry language, you know, yesterday when I released my statement with 10 other senators, I had multiple Democrats urging that I should be arrested and tried for the crimes of sedition and treason. Now, look, that's not helpful. At a time when this country, when we're pitted against each other, just relax and let's do our jobs. We have a responsibility to follow the law.
Okay, that's absolutely true. But one of the problems with what Ted Cruz is doing, and he's a very smart lawyer, he's a former Solicitor General for the state of Texas, Josh Hawley, who went along with him as a former Attorney General of the state of Texas. Both have outstanding records clerking for Supreme Court justices, outstanding records in law school. They're smart. They know better. But Liz Cheney really answered Ted Cruz. She said that his objections that he is planning to make to counting the votes in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada, that such objections, she writes in a memo to her fellow Republicans, set an exceptionally dangerous precedent, threatening to steal states' explicit constitutional responsibility for choosing the president and bestowing it instead on Congress. This is directly at odds with the Constitution's clear text and our core beliefs as Republicans. Liz Cheney, who is the daughter, of course, of the former vice president, she is the Republican who represents the state of Wyoming in the House. They only get one seat in Congress. She writes, there's a substantial reason for concern about the precedent congressional objections will set here. By objecting to electoral slates, members are unavoidably asserting that Congress has the authority to overturn elections and overrule state and federal courts. Such objections set an exceptionally dangerous precedent, threatening to steal states' explicit constitutional responsibility for choosing the president and bestowing that responsibility instead on Congress. This is directly at odds with the Constitution's clear text and our core beliefs as Republicans. Democrats have long attempted unconstitutionally to federalize every element of our nation, including elections. Republicans should not embrace Democrats' unconstitutional position on these issues. The recent proposal for a new commission, she writes, is even more problematic. It is not reasonable to anticipate that any commission so formed could possibly wrap up its work in 10 days. Indeed, the subsequent debate at both the state and federal level would likely require months. Did those proposing a new commission realize they were, in essence, proposing to delay the inaugural? Did they mean to set up a new future precedent where the inaugural is delayed and we have an acting president? For how long? Who decides when that process is over? Will that require another act of Congress? Could the acting president veto any such future congressional action? If Congress has authority to create such a commission now, are state elections, recounts, and state law legal challenges just make work until Congress gets around to investigating and deciding who should be president? Members who support the new commission may need to answer each of these questions. And in particular, members should be prepared to answer how such a commission would be justified by the actual text of our founding documents. In other words, this is very crucial. When it comes to setting up rules for an election in Pennsylvania, Texas doesn't get to make the decisions. And guess what? Pennsylvania doesn't get to make the decisions for Texas. And Washington doesn't get to make the decisions for either. This is what states' rights come down to most fundamentally. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 4 million Americans have already received their first dose of coronavirus vaccine, but that's short of the 20 million that the government had hoped to have inoculated by the end of 2020. The chief advisor to Operation Warp Speed says the federal government is ready to help states distribute vaccines, but they can't direct each state's vaccination program. Dr. Manceslawi tells CNN that he's confident that the number of shots given will continue to rise now that the holidays are over.
We are available and ready to help the states as they ask specifically for help. We will go and help them there. I don't think it's possible for the federal government to be able to say, you know, we should send vaccine to this particular location. So that's the point we're making. I think that's number one. Number two, the last 3 days, There have been 500,000 doses a day inoculated. The holiday period is behind us. I am optimistic this number are going to go up.
This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved show, you know the old saying, physician, heal thyself. How about a modern equivalent, teacher, teach thyself? There's a story about a teacher of the year, apparently a remarkable educator. I just read a little bit about him, but he was teacher of the year in 2019. I know it's hard to believe it's officially 2 years ago. Okay, a year ago he was teacher of the year, because I guess as 2019 you get to reign during 2020. But his name is Rodney Robinson. He is in a heap of trouble that is extraordinarily well-deserved, it seems to me, for advocating violence against a member of the U.S. Senate. Now, which member of the U.S. Senate do you think he would advocate violence against? Who do you think gets most of the hatred directed at him of U.S. senators? It's actually Mitch McConnell, clearly, and you probably saw that his home in Kentucky, he's in Washington now doing the people's work, and he just won re-election in Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, by a 20-point margin. He won in a landslide, huge. But Mitch McConnell's home was defaced and attacked by vandals at 5 in the morning. I don't know who was there, if there was a caretaker there. Apparently it's a not a gigantic home. It's a relatively modest home. Nancy Pelosi's much more lavish home was also attacked. And that is loathsome, but not as loathsome as this. Rodney Robinson, a senior advisor for Richmond Public Schools in Virginia and a former National Teacher of the Year, sent out a tweet in which he called U.S. Senator Rand Paul's 2017 attacker a true Kentucky hero, and said it was now up to the neighbors of Senate Majority Mitch McConnell to, it was their turn to step up. Now, again, is it possible that this tweet had some impact on the people who trashed Mitch McConnell's home? Probably not, because it's a while ago. In any event, here is the story. In November of 2017, a neighbor of Rand Paul's, you remember this case, tackled him over a landscaping dispute. He was actually ticked off because of a pile of leaves that Trump had put at the boundary of their property. Not Trump, it was Paul, Rand Paul. And in any event, the neighbor, who was also a physician, as Dr. Paul is, a U.S. senator, broke several of Rand Paul's ribs, and part of his lung had to be removed. He was very seriously injured. He was in the hospital for a while. The neighbor pleaded guilty to assaulting a member of Congress and was incarcerated, I'm pretty sure. Both Paul and Mitch McConnell are U.S. Republican senators from Kentucky. And this teacher, Rodney Robinson, issued a statement. He said, "Due to my ignorance of the situation, I didn't know Rand Paul was seriously injured in the altercation." He sent out a public statement on Medium.com in which he said, "My tweet was a bad joke. I apologize for making light of his injuries. I do not advocate for violence against Mitch McConnell. I often preach to my students and other teachers that the mirror is the biggest tool for improvement. You have to look into the mirror and ask yourself reflective questions and be honest with the answers. It's time for me to look in the mirror and reflect on my recent actions." Okay, you could go beyond that and say there is no call to encourage violence against somebody over political disagreements. Earlier Thursday on Twitter, the school superintendent in Richmond, whose name is Jason Comras, addressed the incident. And he said, "Richmond Public Schools doesn't condone violence of any kind, period." But he thanked the teacher, Robinson, for his apology. Words matter across the political spectrum. Robinson was named Teacher of the Year in 2019. He's championed recruiting teachers of color to widen representation in education. He has worked to disrupt the school-to-prison pipeline, to curb high school dropout rates among students from low-income areas, and created a curriculum on the history of the Virginia juvenile justice system for his students, many of whom were incarcerated. In August, Commerce announced that Robinson would oversee Richmond Public Schools' efforts to recruit, support, and retain male teachers of color, as well as help implement the school system's racial justice policy agenda. He added, Robinson, "For those who challenge my record of advocating for kids, I invite you to do more research on who I am and what I stand for. I'll always advocate for children in America, no matter their race, sexual orientation, gender, religion, or physical ability. I was 100% wrong for the Rand Paul Mitch McConnell joke, and once again apologize for my actions. I own this mistake, and hopefully my record proves this is an anomaly to what I represent." Critics flooded Twitter with outrage about Robinson's comments, and one of the responses was from Rand Paul's wife, Kelly. She wrote, "I was so disgusted by this that I have no words." She called the teacher, Robinson, a hateful thug, and tagged the founder of Twitter. The senator retweeted the post. In a statement to a local TV station, Kelly Paul, the senator's wife, said Robinson's apology was woefully inadequate and disingenuous, and that he has no business teaching young people. Look, I think this could be a learning moment. I mean, seriously, I hate to say it. But to have Rand Paul sit down with this guy who clearly knows that what he did was indefensible. And again, if we could stop using words, and this goes to everybody in politics, like treason, Ted Cruz was complaining, and I think he's right. If there were people out there, if there really were people out there who said Ted Cruz should be arrested for sending out an ill-considered letter, it's ridiculous. This is one of the differences in America. We don't arrest people. We don't put them in jail. It's one of the things that was a problem with chanting, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, or lock them up. The whole idea of trying to punish your opponents because you disagree with them, to try to criminalize politics on both sides, and both sides do this, and it's sickening. And it really does need to come to a stop. And the idea that it can afflict somebody who is... And you look at a picture of Mr. Robinson, and a big smiling bear of a man, you know, seems like the kind of guy you'd expect to be very friendly and good with kids and maybe even inspirational. But this is sickening. And honestly, we should all take some lessons from it. We should also take some lessons from the fact that a lot of Americans believe a bunch of stuff that isn't true. Yes, over half believe that QAnon could be true. 17%, that's almost one out of five, believe that it actually is true, that there are Satanists engaged in child trafficking who are in control of the United States. So what else do American people believe that just ain't so? We will get to that and more. 1-800-955-1776 on the Michael Medved Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and culture are in turmoil. Our Judeo-Christian founding is being attacked. We're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with a stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with slave owners. One organization that resists this dubious narrative and proudly holds true to this nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? See our friend Paul Kangor's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. And don't miss the video of Professor Kangor's interview with Selena Zito, the woman who predicted the 2016 election. See what she has to say about 2020. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, www.faithandfreedom.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
That it's sometimes necessary to put some of the things that are going wrong and terribly wrong in America to put them in the context of the world at large. For instance, it's terrible that Mitch McConnell's home in Kentucky, in Louisville, was attacked and trashed by vandals while he's in Washington. Nancy Pelosi was busy getting herself elected to her third term as speaker. And they left graffiti at her house. And the graffiti said, cancel rent, and we want everything. Okay, who puts graffiti like that? The reporters said that the We Want Everything was a reference to $2,000 stimulus checks. People are going to graffiti the home of the Speaker of the House of Representatives of the United States with a slogan that says We Want Everything. I don't think they're going to be satisfied with a $2,000 one-time check. I think that's not what they have in mind. They want everything that she has. I mentioned putting America's woes in context. There's a news story from Niger, and Niger is not a happy country. It's not a country where things have gone particularly well. It's a country in Africa, and Niger is, last time you heard about it was way, 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 way back in the Bush administration, when there was a claim that there was yellow cake uranium that was going to be used by Saddam Hussein to build nuclear weapons, and he was supposed to be making a deal with Niger to get the yellow cake uranium. It appears none of that was true. But 100 civilians were killed in attacks by suspected militants in the West African nation of Niger. This happened on Saturday over this weekend. Armed men shot men and boys in what was said to be a revenge attack on two villages. The villages are in the southwestern region of Tillaberi, where civilians have increasingly come under attack in the past 2 years. Quote, they opened fire on everybody, said a resident of Fichoma Bangui, who managed to escape. The attack, which came just a week after Niger's presidential election, is one of the country's deadliest ever. The prime minister, in remarks broadcast Sunday on national television from a visit to the area of the assaults, put the death toll of at least 100. But he did not say it was responsible. No group has claimed responsibility for the killings, but Islamic militants who have recently been making inroads in Tilaberi are identified with the Islamic State in the Greater Sahara, a franchise of Islamic State. There's something else Joe Biden needs to pay attention to. No, Islamic State and Islamic terror is not finished. There's also this from Pakistan. Dateline Islamabad. Armed men abducted and killed at least 11 coal miners in southwestern Pakistan early Sunday. Officials said all the victims were ethnic Hazaras. They are Muslim, but they're Shiite. They're a group that has been the target for Sunni extremists. Four more miners were wounded and undergoing medical treatment. Can you imagine? You're trying to do your work and you're shot to death because you practice the wrong branch of Islam? I mean, look, our politics is ugly. It's far more bitter than it should be. But for goodness sake, we should be grateful for what we have. And part of what we have, it seems to me, is understanding that there's no final election. One of the lines, and you heard me say this during the campaign, and I said it again and again and again, but I guess I didn't say it enough. Should have said it more. The people who said this is the, could be the last election we ever have in America. If we don't win this election, we've lost our country. Now, there were Republicans who said that. There are Democrats who said that. When you say that kind of thing, that leads to what we're going through right now. And people shouldn't say that about a presidential election. They shouldn't say that about runoff elections in Georgia. They're important. I hope everybody votes. I hope the Republicans win. But for God's sake, can we get a grip? This is the United States. And the point is, if you believe it's a last election, well, then you'll fight and die for our insurrection. I read to you that email that I had received from somebody with a wonderful record of service to the country, a lieutenant colonel, actually, in the armed services, who was ready to die to overturn the election result, wanted an armed insurrection. If you believe that any election is the last election, the most comforting thing in America is there's no last election. There's a next election. There are elections for governor in New Jersey coming up and in Virginia coming up. That's this year, 2021. And then 2022, the Republicans have a great shot of having a wonderful year and taking over the House of Representatives and taking over the Senate more securely. And then in 2024, we're going to choose a new president. That's worth keeping in mind. You can also choose a new movie right now if you want to. But check out this one. It's based on a very popular video game. And you may enjoy the game, but will you enjoy the film of Monster Hunter? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Glamorous Mila Jovovich plays a tough army ranger on desert patrol with her troops when they are suddenly transported into an alternative world populated by huge ravenous beasts in Monster Hunter, now playing in select theaters.
Did you see that thing?
I don't care what those creatures are. We destroy them and close the gateway.
And you might want to close the gate on this film before you walk through it. Because despite excellent special effects and some truly impressive monsters, this is a video game adaptation with no real plot or vaguely believable characterizations. Rated PG-13, those scenes of violence, pain, and serious injury might deserve an R if you cared more about the people on screen. 2 stars for Monster Hunter, where you'd have to hunt for redeeming features.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
Monster Hunter, Resident Evil is known as sort of the most acclaimed work of the director, Thomas W.S. Anderson, who's the husband of Mila Jovovich, who stars in it. And I'm not sure Resident Evil is the best recommendation for this particular film either. Kaya, just one last word on this idea of the Electoral Commission that Ted Cruz and 11 other senators are demanding. You know who spoke very clearly on this? Lindsey Graham. And I know Lindsey Graham has been such a strong supporter of President Trump, and he's right on this, I will tell you 100%. Lindsey said, the senator from South Carolina, proposing a commission at this late date, which has zero chance of becoming reality, is not effectively fighting for President Trump. It appears to be more of a political dodge than an effective remedy. So maybe we can ask Senator Graham to talk about what would be an effective remedy. Basically, fixing election law in those states, if you think it went wrong. And those states have Republican legislatures. Almost all of them do. All of them except Nevada have Republican legislatures. Some have Republican governors. Arizona does. And those Republican legislatures, they were strengthened in their Republican leanings. So if you really want to fix elections and avoid fraud for the future or avoid doubt for the future, then it seems to me that's a worthwhile and positive direction to go. We'll be going in a worthwhile and positive direction, talking about a California city that is taking extreme measures to curb coronavirus. How? By banning public seating. No more public seating. So what about sleeping and camping in public? And we'll be talking to Rich Lowry, the editor of National Review. They have a column describing this as a week that will change America. Change America for the better or the worse. And tomorrow, of course, is runoff day in Georgia. It's going to be another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.